I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you for joining us for Empower Wichita on Power 93.5. And I've got Jennifer in the studio with me from Passageways. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So I've heard you've got a lot of energy. This is perfect.
I do. I'm sort of known for my energy levels.
This is awesome. Well, we got to kind of chit-chat when you were walking in, and I wanted to make sure that people really understood, like, what Passageways is in Wichita and what you guys
do.
Absolutely. So give me a history lesson.
Okay.
Where'd you guys come from? How'd you get into this? Tell me everything.
All right. Well, it was a little over 3 years ago, and my family, we had heard about a veteran who died under a bridge here in Wichita, and it was in the wintertime, and it struck a nerve with us. It quite literally set us on fire. We could not understand how this happened.
Yeah.
So we started doing some investigating, and we decided we needed to do something.
Yeah.
And so we walked away from our jobs, and
That was a huge step.
It was a huge leap of faith, but it didn't seem right to do anything else. So we walked away from the jobs. We started looking for houses, and we found a 4-bedroom that we still currently rent out in West Wichita. It's in an established neighborhood, huge oak trees in the backyard.
Nice.
It's 4-bedroom ranch style. And what we do is we work with HOT, which is the homeless outreach team on the police department. They're the eyes and ears of Wichita's homeless. They're the most phenomenal group of people. Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, the VA, anybody who has, you know, their eyes on the homeless veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So they give us a call, and we go over our rules with them, which are very simple. There's a 9 o'clock curfew. There's no drugs, no alcohol, no visitors on property except our volunteers, because this is their safe place to come. We don't need ex-girlfriends showing up.
Yeah, bringing drama.
Exactly. We don't need drama in the house. And, you know, this is their place to heal. So we have them come in, and we start the process of waking them up.
Wow.
We get all of their ID replaced, because most of it has been stolen while they're couch hopping,
mm-hmm.
or living in sheds and warehouses. I've had several guys come in that were just flat out stolen at gunpoint.
Gosh.
Barrel to the head, took all their ID.
And these are people that, you know, spent
these are
the better
soldiers.
Half of their lives serving our
country.
Yeah,
these are our soldiers. And it just infuriates us. So my mother's a master at locating birth certificates.
Wow.
Yeah, so she has that down. And we go ahead and replace all the ID, because without ID, you can't get a job.
Mm-hmm.
You can't prove who you are. And, you know, the guys, when they come in, are ready to get going. They want that job. We do not charge them a dime for staying with us.
Wow.
We're a 501c3, not government funded at all. And so they save all their money, and then the fun begins.
Oh, so what's the fun? Oh, my gosh. We
haven't got to the fun part yet. That's where they get to find an apartment. So we have a whole list of landlords and apartment complexes that work with Heroes. And
so cool.
We can take them to, like, for instance, Salvation Army has a program that pays for their application fee, their deposit, and up to 7 months' rent.
What?
So not only do they save all their money with us, they have a great footing when they leave the house. And the VA has an amazing program as well. And it's based on how much these gentlemen bring in with their jobs, et cetera, that they help, you know, cover part of their rent. So it even gets more fun than this. Okay. So once they get approved for their apartment, with all the donations we get from the community, dishes, I mean, everything you would need in your house.
Yeah. I mean,
dressers, coffee tables, oven mitts, they get to go over and choose whatever they want.
Oh, wow. So it's like a
Free shopping trip.
Awesome.
Exactly. So they get to pick what they want, the colors they like, and, you know, what makes this place, make my home feel like a home.
Yeah.
And then two men in a truck here in town have been working with us since the beginning. They move our guys for free.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So two men in a truck do that, like out of the car.
They are angels. They are such angels. They are phenomenal.
That's
they
awesome.
Come out and they will, they'll pick everything up. And I'm talking third floor apartments a lot of the time.
That is work. Like,
Absolutely. So get them all moved in, and we send, 3 weeks worth of food with them and toiletries and everything to get them started. And we are there the day of the move. I'm not going to miss that. They become family when they've been staying with us, for average about 63 days. And we get to see them, and they're beaming, and they're happy, and their eyes are on fire with life. And this is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is literally, you and your family, you guys saw a news story, were completely inspired,
right,
and just started this from nothing.
From nothing.
You guys have done all of this.
We're known as a hybrid because we don't fit any of the typical standards for different, we're not a homeless shelter.
Yeah.
You aren't kicked out, and, we aren't saying, okay, go somewhere during the day and then come back, over here at night. We're working with them hand in hand. We're giving them a hand up, and they're still doing all of the work, and they have that sense of pride when they leave. They did it. They did it.
This is so cool. If you guys are just joining us, we are talking to Jennifer with Passageways. And this is, if you want to find out more, actually, there's a couple ways. You can go on their Facebook page. So you can get on Facebook, just write in Passageways LTD. You can also find their website. It's passagewaysltd.org. So how can we help? What can we do?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we have a couple of big things that we've been doing. We want to purchase the house. Right now we're paying, and you will find out, we are crystal clear with all of our finances.
Yeah.
People could call me all the time, what was your electric bill, and my mom, and we tell you everything. So right now we're renting it for $1,500 a month, and we need $60,000 as a down payment to purchase the house. We're at $47,000 already.
Oh, we're close.
We're right there. We are right there. These guys could have a permanent, house just. And that extra money we would save can go towards helping them out with different things that they still need. I had a guy come in that he had a $200 traffic bill that was keeping him out of his dream job. He wanted to get his CDL and drive across the country. So Susan and I went down to the courthouse with him. We paid the $200. He went to school. He got a CDL, and he's doing what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
So that's
just that one thing standing
one
in
thing.
His way.
Exactly. The other thing that we're in desperate need of is a warehouse or warehouse space because we're having to turn away donations because we don't have a place to put it.
Oh, gotcha.
So yeah, we've had so many people trying to locate one for us. Any storage or sharing storage in a warehouse with somebody would be phenomenal.
This is all stuff that probably comes along with starting a charity.
It is.
On the ground floor.
And we've grown so quickly with the donations, which is great because when you have 9 guys that are going to be graduating, they all need beds, dressers, end tables, and things like that. And we want to make sure they're set up properly when they leave. Other ways they can help is contact us, call us, private message us, come out and volunteer.
So what do you do when you volunteer?
We have groups that will get together and make a meal and say, can we come out every other Tuesday and bring, Italian? And then somebody else will bring Mexican.
Awesome.
And it's a great way for these guys to interact with the volunteers. And they see families coming in, they really want to do this for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, why wouldn't they? Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, and it's the least we can do for what they've done for
us. Right. It builds them up. I have people say, can we come plant flowers? I had 40 sixth graders from Pathways Church come out and completely rake and trim ivy and vines. And they just landscape the front and back of this place. And it is a big place. So
they were not messing around. They came to work.
They were on it. Yes. If you want to just come out and have game night with the guys or, deliver cookies and help be one of our event coordinators where we call around and say, to one of the theaters, would you sponsor 9 veterans coming to a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Things like that to get them out of the house and bowling, racquetball, go to the Y. different things like that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So there's tons of different ways.
There's
honestly,
so many ways they can help.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah, it is.
Ways that you can help.
Especially other veterans, because only those veterans can relate to what our veterans have gone through. Mm-hmm. I'm a civilian. I have military in my family, but I cannot pretend to relate to what these guys have seen mm-hmm. and gone through.
Yeah.
But when my heroes graduate, it'd be nice to know that I have a veteran that says, yeah, hey, my name's Bob. I'm going to mentor you. And you call me and we'll talk a couple times a week and we'll make sure you're doing okay.
Awesome. So if you are a veteran and you're listening, or perhaps if you have veterans in your family, that's one way that they can help if there's something. Because I know that's something that I've heard people say before, like, now that I'm out of the service, you know, I'd like to do something with other veterans, find ways to help them.
Exactly. Exactly. And it does mean a lot to these guys to see that, you know, this person really wants to connect and they are following me. They're checking up on me. And I even the guys do stay in contact with us after they graduate. A lot of them do. One of our guys moved to Aspen,
and he
just texted me yesterday, and he's like, "I'm in Aspen. Everything's going well." And
awesome.
So yeah, that means a lot.
Now, if someone's listening, and perhaps they think, "I know someone that actually needs help. I know mm-hmm. someone that has hit a rough patch. They are basically, you know, in need of serious help." How does someone go about contacting you guys for help, or what do they do?
They can either private message us on Facebook. Just if you like Passageways LTD on Facebook, when you private message us, you're either going to get myself or my mom.
Okay.
And I have had people say, I have a family member in my living room right now in need, and I will shoot my cell phone number across and have them call me. And we go from there. We see, you know, what is this a suicide we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Is this where we need to get some counseling in? We're not to that point. Let's not let it get that far.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do help people outside of Passageways all the time.
Is there anything that you would like for people that are listening in the community of Wichita to know, perhaps that maybe they don't know that Passageway does, or Passageway's message in case? Because, you know, a lot of times we'll have groups on Empower and we'll hear back from people saying, "I didn't even know they existed. I didn't know how to find them, or I didn't know that they did this." What are you hoping will be the main message you can get across to everybody?
We are there to give these guys the hand up they deserve. Mm-hmm. They fought and they gave everything on that battlefield. And, you know, from the moment they walked in the recruiting office and they signed that paper and they gave themselves to the country, mm-hmm. when they came back, they need to know that we are, you know, not just an organization, but we're family.
Yeah.
And we're going to stand with them side by side during the whole program, after the program. And we have some of them come back and volunteer. And yet we're not going anywhere. We aren't going anywhere.
Good. We need you. The city needs you. For 2017, I mean, I know it's almost March, but officially we're, you know, the year's just starting out. What's on the horizon for you guys for 2017?
Growth. Yeah. Absolutely growth. By first and foremost, paying off getting the house paid off, that would free up even more money to help our guys.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of them that come to us with vehicles that are in really bad condition. These guys should not be driving these cars. Mm-hmm. I mean, and to be able to make contacts with mechanics and maybe help with some of those bills and expand. We want to be able to help more veterans. Absolutely.
So if people are listening and they think, "I don't have time to make a donation of my time for, you know, days or weeks, but I can make a monetary donation," that's good, right?
It would absolutely go towards the house. Everything goes towards
the
Passageways, the house,
yes.
Exactly, and the guys within the house. Guys always come first, and so if they go on to our PassagewaysLTD.org, there's actually several programs. There's Adopt a Hero. You can do $10 a month, you know, whatever fits their financial situation. And believe me, every bit helps. Give you an example, a birth certificate's $25, so $10 just paid almost half.
Yeah.
That you are directly helping and improving a veteran's life.
So this is just a list. Okay, now if you go onto their website at passagewaysltd.org, there is you can step up to the challenge, $10 a month, $20 a month, $30 a month. So here's how you can break it down. Let's say you gave $10 a month. That's 4 days of meals for Heroes. That's water for Heroes Laundry. And that's 3-day bus passes. So this money, it goes towards things like legal issues, birth certificates, bus passes, medical costs, and then just the household stuff. I mean, food, rent, utilities.
Dish soap, dishwasher soap, laundry soap. Yeah,
exactly. And it's the little stuff like that that we take advantage. I mean, if you can get up today, walk outside, get the morning paper, and walk back to your door, and nothing's happened, that's because people were in the service and they protected you. Yeah. It's very simple. Like, we have our lives the way that we do because they did what they did.
Yeah.
So this is a very little task to give to people that gave us so much.
Right, right. And we do pass those items along to our guys when they graduate. I mean, my car is loaded with, first thing they do, they ask for cleaning supplies. Inevitably, every graduate's like, okay, I'm getting cleaning supplies, right? Because they have chores in the house and that helps to prep them for their new apartment. So they cook for themselves, everything in that house. And yeah, so we are always taking cleaning supplies and toilet paper and paper towels, et cetera. So we pass that along to them.
This is awesome. If you guys want to find out more about Passageways, you can find them on Facebook. You can find them on the internet at passagewaysltd.org. You can find out all kinds of cool ways that you can donate. You can adopt a hero. You can make monetary donations. You can donate your time. Go through your house. If you notice that you're going through and getting rid of some bedroom furniture, stuff like that, you can always contact them, you know, so that they can get first dibs on everything if it's needed. And, you know, just find ways to help. This has been so cool.
Thank you.
And thank you to your whole family. I mean, to hear a story and then think, you know what, we're going to do it. Like, we're all going to get up and make a difference.
Right. Yeah.
This is awesome.
It's changed us all. We see things from an entirely different perspective now, you know. So
it's so
thank
cool.
you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, check out this interview and other interviews from Empower at our website at power935.com. You can share them. You can listen to them again. If you want to find out more about Passageways, again, you know the website, passageways.ltd.org. You can find them on Facebook also. And get to helping. Our veterans need it. We owe it to them. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We got more coming up on Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.